Welcome to this special service for Pentecost Sunday. But special too because we are celebrating young people today. 2018 was designated by the Scottish Government the Year of the Young People. And the Church of Scotland had asked congregations to take a service to celebrate young people. And it was meant to be done back in January, on the 28th of January, but that was my first Sunday here. And so we postponed that to today because I thought Pentecost Sunday would be a wonderful Sunday to celebrate that. So that choir was our Young at Heart choir. And it has to be said, for some of them, it was the first time they've ever sung in a choir in public. And I think you sounded absolutely beautiful. Fantastic. Well done. And thank you for being willing to take part. Karen, you get the job of recruiting for anything. Karen's tact was, is there any reason why you couldn't sing in the choir? Thank you. And thank you, Emily, for coaching them. The order of service has all the usual intimations, which I'm really going to leave you to read on your own this week, except just to highlight next Sunday afternoon, the Aberdeen Orpheus Choir will be here in the church at 2:30 giving a concert to raise funds for the Leprosy Mission Scotland. So an invitation and an encouragement to come along and enjoy what will undoubtedly be a wonderful afternoon of music. Our service today is going to be a bit different, and we're involving lots of different people in the service, and I'd like to ask Callum and Fraser now to come and lead us in our call to worship. Boys, if you want to come out and just stand at this microphone here. There you go. You can start.
Come into his presence, all people of God. Come into his presence, just as you are. Come into his presence to worship and share. Come into his presence as the family of God. And we stand to sing, welcome everybody. Please join in the actions.
Thank you.
On this festival day, we rejoice in your presence. You breathe into our worship the power of your spirit of love, your spirit of joy, your spirit of hope, your spirit of peace. May we be filled to overflowing with the gifts of your spirit as we gather here. May we expect the unexpected and welcome spontaneity, unpredictability, exuberance, all the ways that we are compelled to testify to the power of your spirit at work in us, shaping, caressing, motivating, and inspiring. As we open ourselves to possibility, we ask forgiveness for all those times we have limited your spirit, those times when we have expected little, those times when we have accepted mediocrity, when you wanted to shower us with your excellence, those times when we have been dampened and we have dampened the enthusiasm of others by our tepid response. Lord, forgive us. Pour out your spirit afresh today and renew us in overwhelming love. And hear us, Lord, as we say together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There are over 1,700 references to the Bible, in the Bible, to children and childhood. And these reflect God's special care and concern for children, the gifts they have, and how God uses children and young people in his purposes and kingdom. Here are just a few. Children have a special place in God's heart.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and to pray for them, but the disciples scolded the people. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." He placed his hands on them and then went away.
God created each of us and knows us intimately from before birth.
Psalm 139:13-16. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born.
Every child is a special gift from God to be valued and nurtured.
Psalm 127:3-4. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. The sons a man has when he is young are like arrows in a soldier's hand. Hosea 1:1-4. When Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down to them and fed them.
Each child is full of God-given creative potential and spirituality. Children have something to offer which God can use.
Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Afterward, I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your old people will have dreams, and your young people will see visions.
God speaks to and through children.
1 Samuel, verse 2. In the meantime, the boy Samuel continued to serve the Lord, wearing a sacred linen apron. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Be on your guard. Make certain that you do not forget as long as you live what you have seen with your own eyes. Tell your children and your grandchildren about the day you stood in the presence of the Lord, your God, at Mount Sinai, when he said to me, "Assemble the people, I want them to hear what I have to say, so that they will learn to obey me as long as they live, and so that they will teach their children to do the same." Joshua chapter 8. Joshua then read aloud the whole law, including the blessings and the curses, just as they are written in the book of law. Every one of the commandments of Moses was read by Joshua to the whole gathering, which included women and children, as well as the foreigners living among them.
Children should be fully part of congregational life and practice. How we welcome and include them is important.
Acts chapter 16, verse 34. Then he took Paul and Silas up into his house and gave them some food to eat. He and his family were filled with joy because they now believed in God.
Children have a voice and can lead.
Jeremiah 1, 6 to 10. I answered, Sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, Do not say that you are too young, but go to the people I send you to and tell them everything I command you to say. Do not be afraid of them, for I will be with you to protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord reached out, touched my lips, and said to me, Listen, I am giving you the words you must speak. Today I give you authority over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
God expects families and communities to pray, love, care for, protect, train, and nurture their children.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 5. And whoever welcomes in my name one such child as this welcomes me. If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose his faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large milestone tied around his neck and drowned in the deep sea. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all their life.
God's salvation and God with us comes through Jesus born as a baby.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
So many references to children and young people. The church today faces many challenges, and one of them is how to make faith relevant and attractive to families. I'm delighted that this congregation takes this seriously and have committed to employing a part-time children and families worker and a part-time youth worker. The recruitment process for this is ongoing. But we hope with God's guidance to recruit the right people to work with me in developing this area of work. This is not about safeguarding this church's future. It is about recognising the scriptural references we have just heard this morning and recognising the imperative to make children and young people part of today's church, because God loves all his family. I'm going to stand and sing again the song, Big Family of God. Some of us are big and tall, some of us are very small. But we're all different, me and you, but God loves everyone he's made. God loves each of us in a special way. It's on the sheet of paper in your order of service.
Somewhere else I'm thinking, somewhere I do. Somewhere.
Our first reading this morning is from Acts 2, reading from verse 1 to 21. This can be found on page 148 of the Pew Bible. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because each one of them heard the believers speaking in his or her own language. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia, Media, and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome. Both Jews and Gentiles converted to Judaism, and some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" But others made fun of the believers, saying, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles and in a loud voice began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and tell me, and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will proclaim miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then whoever calls you out to the Lord for help will be saved." Our second reading is from Philippians 4, reading from verse 4 to 7, which can be found on page 249. "May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude towards everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union and with Christ Jesus. Amen."
Thank you very much for making me work hard this morning. Pentecost Sunday is often seen as the day we celebrate the birth of the church. So that got me wondering about the kinds of things that we usually do when we have a birthday. Can anybody think about some of the special things that might be done on somebody's birthday? Anybody think? Well, on your birthday, do you get up in the morning and open some presents, maybe? Do you? Does anybody get presents on their birthday? So do you think it'd be a good day if we're celebrating the birthday of the church, maybe to have some presents? Do you think that'd be a good thing? Do you think I've maybe got some presents? And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wonder if I've got 7 presents. We'll have a look and see what's hiding behind the communion table. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 7 presents. This one's heavy. Right, so I've got 1, 2, 3. There might be a present for all of you over there. Would you all like to come and see if there's a present? Come on, see. Right. Callum, do you want to choose one of these parcels? Now, don't open it yet, okay? We'll maybe get you to open them all at the same time. But if you all want to choose a parcel, which parcel do you want to choose? Go for it. Oh. Are you having that one? Are you choosing a parcel? Which one? You want that one? Right, I'm going to need to get 2 people. Maybe Marina, would you like a presents? You get a parcel too. Would you like to come and join us? Right. Let's see. Do you want to open your presents? Do you want to see what's inside them? Right. We'll go one at a time, but we'll leave your one to last if that's all right. Is that okay? Because you just find what's in there, haven't you? Yeah. Right. Who's got their present open? She's looking to see what's inside. You're all being very careful. Does everybody do this whole careful peel it? Do you not do that whole drip thing? Right, what have you got there, Callum? What have you got there?
A balloon.
I've got a balloon, and there's something attached to the balloon. Ah, some words. What do you think that says? It says teaching and prophecy. That's a funny present, isn't it? A balloon with teaching and prophecy. Right, have you got a balloon too? And what is your... Oh, yours has got a bit of paper attached and it says miracles. Ah, you hang on to your balloon. Right, let's see. How are we getting over here? You've got healing and faith. What have you got here? What does yours say? Well, you've got a long one here. It says speaking languages and understanding different languages. What have you got, Fraser? Knowledge. And Ellie, what have you got? Wisdom. That's funny gifts to get, isn't it? They're funny gifts to get. But you know, these are the gifts that we sometimes talk about being gifts of the Spirit. And it was when the Spirit came, he gave people gifts. And when Jesus was alive, he led his team of disciples, but he needed them when he was gone to have all the things needed to maybe to take the church forward, to build the church and to teach people. And all of these things were things that people needed to be able to do. So healing, Jesus healed, but we still need people that heal, and we still do. We've got doctors and nurses, and what was yours? Faith, and we need people to have faith. Well, you're going to blow your balloons up, are you? And what was yours? You were teaching and prophecy. Well, we need teachers and prophecy. I think prophecy is a funny one, because sometimes we think prophecy is about telling the future, but actually I like to think that prophecy is being able to speak to the now about what might happen in the future if we don't actually do the right thing. And what was your speaking languages? Well, Christianity is a worldwide language, a worldwide faith, and so we do need people who can speak different languages. And what was your one you had? Miracles. Well, Miracles are things we just can't explain, and they still happen, don't they? We think about miracles in the Bible and all the miracles that Jesus did, but things still happen in the world that we just have no explanation for. Fraser, you had knowledge. Knowledge. Well, we need knowledgeable people, because we need knowledgeable people so that we can learn. And yours was wisdom. Wisdom to do and say the right thing. And what else was in your box, Ailey? What was inside your box? Oh, will I lift it up and show everybody? Lots of sweeties. Now, this was your gift, wasn't it? This was a gift that you chose. So what would be the right thing to do with all of these sweeties? To share them. That would be right. That's the right thing to do. And I think that would be a really nice thing to do. Maybe while we're singing our song in a little minute, you might want to go round and share the sweeties. Would that be a nice thing to do? Make sure all these nice people here get one. Okay. Okay. Are you going to manage to blow up your balloons? Well, we'll leave you to do that now. Will I pop these sweeties down here for you? Because Elliot, when we had the Kirk magazine, was asked some questions, weren't you, about what you liked about church and what your favourite stories were and what you wanted to see more of in church, didn't you? And what was the thing that you said you wanted to see more of in church?
Gymnastics.
Wait a minute. Gymnastics. And do you want a shot? You want to have a bounce?
Yeah.
Right, if I hold your presents for you, right, have a wee jump. But hold on to there, okay?
No hands.
Oh, star jump. Oh, very good. Very good. Oh, right, okay, that's enough, enough. Anybody else want a shot? Anybody else want a shot? Come on, Ed, come on, quick. Quick. Oh. You want a shot to jump? You want to bounce? Bounce with no hands. Ooh. Can you jump on? There you go. You managed to jump with no hands. Okay, could you just star jump? Go. There you go. Oh, well done. Right, you want a shot as well, Fraser? Come on, quickly, quick. I'll have a shot. Now, whose balloon? Is this your one? No, I won't let the air out of it. A slightly more cautious approach. Are you having a shot? Oh, wow. There we go, star jumps. Right, I think, Ellie, you're going to have a shot. Oh, was that your box, wasn't it? Oh. There you go. Right. Now, she didn't just say she wanted more gymnastics in church. She actually added something to that. Can anybody remember what she added? Can you remember what you added? It wasn't just more gymnastics in church. What did you add? Including the minister. Now, you don't know this, but when I was about your size and a little bit older, I used to do gymnastics. And I'm hunting in the loft this morning because I once won a medal for gymnastics. I got a silver medal when I was doing my Baga 4. That's beginners, yeah, very, very basic. But guess what happened to me that meant gymnastics got a little bit more difficult? What do you think stopped me doing gymnastics?
You hurt yourself?
No, I didn't hurt myself. I got too big. But I thought, seeing as Ellie asked for some gymnastics in church and that the minister should take part, I thought, will I give it a go some gymnastics?
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. I might need some help. Right. Okay, do you want to hold my glasses for a bit? No, I really, really was struggling to do a cartwheel, but I managed a forward roll. Okay. I have to take the shoes off for that. I really might need some help. My goodness me. Right, I better get myself rested again. this back on. Right, you're not going to get gymnastics again. But at least you can say we've had gymnastics in church. Is that okay, Ailey? Is that good? You're happy? Right. Well, we're all going to do a little bit of gymnastics now, because we're going to sing a song, and it's Our God is a Great Big God. And there are lots of actions to this song. Does anybody know this song? You know it? So it goes, Our God is a Great Big God. And the action for Our God is a Great Big God is to go, Our God is a Great Big God. Our God is a Great Big God. Our God is a Great Big God. And he holds us in his hand. So holds us in his hand. Then he's higher than a skyscraper, deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. But he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. So we're going to give that a go. Emily, are you going to play it through once? And then we'll all join in. And you can all join in the gymnastics because there's lots of options. You're going to stay there and join in as well. Of the Church of Scotland encouraging us all to celebrate the Year of the Young People, it also encourages us to celebrate not just the young people, but those in our congregations who help with the various activities that go on around young people. And so I sat down the other day and I emailed a few people and I said, could you tell me all the people that are involved with the creche, with JAM, with the Friday Cafe, anything around the church that involves young people. And do you know, I got a list of over 40 names, which is just phenomenal. There are over 40 people in this congregation who help in some way with our children and our young people. But I thought what I would do this morning is rather than ask all 40 of those folk to come out, is just pick on a few people if they're here and ask them to come. Everybody will get one of these certificates that I have, but I thought it would just take up far too much time, but you will get your certificate. So I wonder, is Kathleen McPherson with us this morning? Yes, Kathleen, would you come? Kathleen helps coordinate the creche rota and encourages folk to give up their time to do that. So Kathleen, so thank you very much. You'll just stay there a wee second. Is John with us this morning? John Johnson, no. I didn't see her, no, okay. Karen, you're here. Now, Karen's the convener of the youth core group and is heavily involved in the Friday Cafe as well. So Karen, a wee certificate just to say thank you to you. And if you could maybe join Kathy. And the other certificate I've got is for Carol. Carol not only helps with JAM, but she also is a key part of the team on a Friday for Friday Cafe. So this is a small representative wee group of the 40-odd names. So we really do need to appreciate those that give up their time and their gifts and their talents to come and help us support the work that we do with children and young people around our church. And I would like to ask Callum and Fraser to come again, and they're going to have a wee prayer of dedication for you folks. Is that all right? I'll get the microphone back for you, boys. Come on in. And just when you're ready, just start. Okay. So let's join Callum and Fraser in a wee prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are blessed to have many volunteers within Colts Parish Church. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the gifts given to them. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the many hours of service. We give you thanks, O Lord, for being the hands, feet, and hearts of the Christ in our world today. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the service of all our volunteers, past and present. We give you thanks, O Lord, we may recognise everybody at their gifts, time, and talents. Make us one in the body of Christ. We dedicate our lives into your service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, boys. Thank you. Thank you. We stand to sing again. This time our hymn is 481 in your hymn books. Jesus is the name we honour.
Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is.
our offering will now be uplifted. Let us pray. Lord, on this Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate, we think of the gifts that we have received and how we might use them. Lord, take these gifts of money, a different kind of gift, but given in love. May they be used to help spread the fire of love that is the love of God, here in this parish, in our country, and in the wider world. Amen. We sing again, this time our hymn is 531, My Jesus, My Saviour.
Thank you.
One of the things that is suggested by the church is that we take some time to consider our commitment to children and young people in our churches and to create some kind of act of commitment. So what you'll find on your way out of the church this morning, there are two trestles with boards on them, white boards, and on them are written three statements. And I'm hoping that on your way out, you would add your name as a sign of commitment, that we agree with these statements and that we will work towards doing all we can as a congregation to live those statements out. The three statements are that, one, we will create a community of faith where young people are valued, listened to, and actively involved in the life, work, and mission of the church. That, two, we believe in a church where young and old learn from each other and grow with each other. And three, we will provide an environment where the faith of children and young people can grow and deepen in love, respect, and with confidence. So I hope on your way out this morning you'll sign. There's one at the front door, and there's one will come to the front of the church. So if you're going for tea and coffee or you're going out the side door, you can use the one at the front. In the meantime, let's come to God in prayer. Loving God, we pray for those who have come to know you, whether that relationship is new or if they have made a commitment to you and stepped out in faith. We pray that they would grow in grace and knowledge as they continue their work with you, walk with you. We pray for those far away from you. Meet them where they are and give them the courage and strength to make the right decisions, that they may come to know and experience your gracious love. Caring and compassionate God, we pray and ask you to guide and protect children and young people from that which may restrict them on their journey in faith and life. We pray for the day when all children in the world can be just that, children. Be with them as they experience the dangers and injustices that are ever present in our world today. Nurturing God, we pray for all those who work with and support children and young people, for those of all ages who give their time, talents, and love to create a place in churches and communities that can be the foundation of growth, confidence, and a relationship with you. Calling God, you call us to follow, to serve, to welcome, and to share. We come now to answer your call, to lift our minds and voices to you, and to thank and praise you for all the children and young people in our churches, communities, country, and the world. We ask that you would walk alongside them and grant them courage, strength, and wisdom as they face the challenges of life. Guiding God, as we travel through the remainder of the year of young people and beyond, help us to come alongside children and young people to draw closer to you, to answer your call to follow, to serve, to welcome, and to share together through the Holy Spirit. We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is 396, And Can It Be? Before we sing, can I just thank everyone who's taken part in worship this morning and for playing along too. 396, And Can It Be?
Thank you.
Lord, send your blessing on us as we celebrate this year of young people in our church, local community and nation. Send us out to share a vision that takes all people, young and old, seriously. Send us out to celebrate and share all our gifts. Send us out to be a blessing to our community and world. Lord, may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest with us this day and forevermore.